and the world. I'm John Batchelor. The Taliban in total control of Afghanistan. What does that mean? I welcome Kamran Bokhari, Senior Director, Eurasian Security and Prosperity Portfolio at the New Lines Institute, to help me understand the distinct approaches that China and India are making to the Taliban. Kamran, a very good evening to you. There was talk initially in 21 after the U.S. and NATO left Afghanistan that China would be exploiting this opening, the resources, the Belt and Road, the relationship between the Beijing and Kabul would all grow and enrich both. What I see now is that the Taliban have sent an ambassador to Beijing, but Beijing was quick to say, not necessarily an ambassador, a visitor, and raising the question that things aren't going smoothly. How can we characterize the Belt and Road Initiative approach by China and the way the Taliban has responded? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. So look, if you're looking at it from the point of view of the Taliban, what do they need most? They need a world to basically accept them for who they are, more or less, and do business with them, not consider them as a pariah. And that's what they want. So they're looking at the Belt and Road Initiative and saying, how can we, you know, be a part of this? How can we be useful and helpful to the Chinese? And that's the big question. That's their, let's say, offer that, or they're trying to explore what they can offer to the Chinese, or maybe they do know what they can provide in some superficial sense. But the big question is, what's the Chinese grand plan for this? Because the BRI is a Chinese enterprise. It's a Chinese project. And they have to fit the Taliban into it or not. And the biggest problem with the BRI was that it was built, at a time when the United States was underwriting security in Afghanistan. And the Chinese didn't have to worry about that. Post-2021, and with the comeback of the Taliban in power, that reality no longer holds. Now you have uncertainty. Now the Chinese are left to doing what they have not done, which is to basically come up with a way to provide for security. The Chinese want to be a geoeconomic power without having to worry about security. And that is not going to happen in the case of the Taliban, in the case of Afghanistan, because the Taliban ruled Afghanistan itself is a hard terrain to manage. Then on top of that, China's biggest ally, Pakistan, is in unprecedented meltdown mode socially, politically, economically, from a security point of view. So the Chinese are therefore struggling, as I've tried to argue in my piece.
You also argue that Russia's attack on Ukraine wasn't in the plan, that Russia was supposed to provide some kind of security blanket absent the U.S. And I believe there was a Russian military post in Tajikistan, much mentioned in the early weeks after the U.S. withdrawal. Has that not worked out for China?
No, it hasn't. And that's a good point that you raise, is that the underlying assumption was, okay, the U.S. is out. Well, we were hoping that the internationally recognized government would kind of hold out, and there's going to be civil war, but it's not like it's going to collapse. But, it collapsed, and in 9 days. So then the issue was, okay, there's still Russia. We don't have to do it alone, we being the Chinese. And we have, the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, in which we and the Chinese and the Russians are both, sort of tag team players. But Russia's performance in the Ukraine war and the fact that it has sucked so much of the Kremlin's energy, now the Chinese are wondering, what kind of bandwidth do the Russians really have left for Central Asia? You mentioned the military base in Tajikistan. It still exists. There's some between 8,000 to 10,000 Russian troops there. But then I wrote earlier in this year, or maybe it was late last year, but it was about a year ago, on how Tajikistan is probably the most vulnerable country to the uncertainty, insecurity, instability radiating out of Afghanistan. And so these are questions that, you know, are plaguing the Chinese. We don't have the Russians. There are no Americans. The only great power is us. So it's almost a moment of truth for the Chinese. Will they step up? Will they do what they've never done, which is, you know, become a security guarantor? That involves, you know, potentially deploying multi-divisional forces if necessary. I personally think they're not ready, but, you know, we can be surprised.
Now we go to the other giant population of Eurasia. That would be India. Its expectations of the Taliban, because long did I hear the argument that India is interested right now in some way dislodging or making uncomfortable the Pakistani assumption that they can defend themselves in depth because they control Afghanistan. India now has Kabul to deal with. How's it going?
I think that I think there's less of a threat to the Indians and a bit more opportunity, which is why we're seeing them trying to figure out how they can have a relationship with the Emirate in Afghanistan. Because as you said, you know, for the longest time, the assumption was that if the Taliban ever came back to power, that meant that Pakistan would have strategic depth in Afghanistan, and that was not good for India. But that hasn't happened. The Taliban are no longer proxies of Pakistan. They are much more. They have, you know, they're a force unto themselves. They don't listen to Pakistan. They aren't behaving any differently from the previous government when it comes to the border between the two countries. The Taliban do not recognize the Durand line as the international boundary. They are providing sanctuary to Pakistani Taliban rebels. So this relationship, you know, has taken a turn for the worse, or, you know, it took a turn for the worse a long time ago, but now we're seeing its manifestations. So from India's point of view, Pakistan has its hands full on the Western frontier. It has, you know, that battle to have like a quote-unquote friendly regime in Kabul continues even after the Taliban have come to power. And the Pakistanis don't have strategic depth in Afghanistan. It is the Taliban that now have strategic depth in Pakistan. So in some ways, from in India's point of view, this is keeping Pakistan preoccupied. But then the bigger question is, what kind of relationship with India will India have? Does this provide an opening? If there are bad relations between the Taliban and the Pakistanis, does this provide an opening for the Indians to have a relationship with the Taliban? And it's difficult because Pakistan is still there. India is separated from Afghanistan physically. How do you have that relationship? And I think that that's what we're watching unfold in real time.
The natural resources of Afghanistan, the mines, the gems, the coal, all those things were mentioned over the years. Is anyone successfully exploiting them now, or is it still potential? We have a couple of minutes.
They're still there. The big question is, you know, A, who has the money to go in and invest in an area which has a very difficult topography, does not have security in the country. It's just a very difficult right. geopolitical terrain. So how do you excavate that? And that's the big question. That is the big sort of prerequisite that the Chinese are wrestling with, is that can you be sure that if you invest money that you will see a return on investment? They've already seen the BRI in the form of the China-Pakistan Economic Corridor flounder. And their return on investment is not there. In fact, you know, tens of billions of dollars have been invested, but the Chinese haven't seen any return. So how do you then, in a moment like that, then take a leap of faith with Taliban-run Afghanistan?
Kamran Bokhari is the Senior Director of Eurasian Security and Prosperity Portfolio. In addition, he raises a very good question that has no answer about Taliban. The U.S. couldn't solve them. China can't solve them. India can't solve them. Kamran's at the New Lines Institute. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.